Live here on 92.1 KRLS, our post-game coverage, our McCall Monument Monumental Players of the Game, Nathan Carey and Isaiah Kettler, as the Dutch qualify for the state tournament for the third time in four seasons. I believe we have you on now, Mr. Carey. How special was it? Early adversity, you had to battle a couple times, ultimately came through. How awesome is this moment, knowing the hill that you had to climb to get there?
Yeah, it was great. We knew we were going to have a rough draw right away when we saw sub-state pairings, either Xavier or them. They both faced two different challenges, you know. CCA has a great lineup. They're hard to pitch to, but it's a fun team to play against. They didn't have my best stuff in the first inning, but found a way to get four quality innings. And then my teammates picked me up, and the bullpen was lights out.
And Isaiah, you got to have that final moment with you and Sherman being on the bottom of the dog pile. What are those moments like, those last two backwards Ks, to have this moment, especially with this group of seniors?
Yeah, it was really special, knowing that this could be one of these games, could be one of our last games, so we just wanted to put our best effort out there. And ultimately, it turned out really well, and it's really fun to have moments like the dog pile.
Well, and Nathan, this is the team you started the season with. They're the best offense in Class 3A, and as you mentioned, they got to you a little bit early. How were you able to stay calm through that situation and not let one run, especially bases loaded, nobody out? That could have easily been a three- or four-run inning. How important was it to calm down and let the defense work behind you?
It was crucial. I mean, when you don't have your strikeout stuff, you got to find ways to get outs, especially when you're facing a good lineup like them. They battle always. I mean, I just had to get ground balls, and my teammates were there to pick me up with a huge double play to end the first. So that was great.
Well, Isaiah, the bat this postseason, maybe not where you've wanted it to be so far, but tonight that turned around a couple of huge doubles. What was different about tonight, maybe, and what was going through your mind in those at bats, knowing those were at critical spots in the game?
Yeah, I just went up there knowing that I could beat the pitcher, and I was just trying to hit a ball hard somewhere and put pressure on the defense.
Well, and you did. Both of those RBIs ended up being go-ahead runs batted in. Flash forward, obviously not a game, Nathan, where you were needed for, you know, a six- or seven-inning stretch. How important has it been, knowing that you've been hurt and Tegan's been hurt, that this bullpen's been so deep and that you have so many guys you can count on?
It feels great, honestly. Like, I can go out there and give it my all, whether it's four innings or whether it's seven innings. You know, I have my teammates pick me up no matter what, and we're just a tight-knit group that will pick each other up.
Well, and Isaiah, as much as the top of the order gets talked about, really, really big. In fact, walking in here, Nathan Vandaloon, guys like that, all year have been searching for it at the plate. Some huge at-bats from those guys again, just like they did at Fairfield. It really was a team effort in the lineup.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't have gotten up in those situations to score those runners if it wasn't for those guys. And that's a key part of the postseason, is if the bottom of the order can produce, then we can beat anybody. So, yeah.
Well, and Nathan, obviously, so much pressure when you have 12 seniors, right? Not that you want it to let it get to you, but clearly, obviously, a lot riding on this. How cool and cathartic is it to be able to rise to that challenge, knowing that all 12 of you wanted to play at least one more game?
Right. It feels great, honestly. Like, you know, this isn't the end of the road. We got three more games to win, but, I mean, if we play good teams all the time, this is a really good team. This is a team we don't match up well against, and we still found ways to win. I mean, that's going to be crucial going into the state tournament when there's eight really good teams. We want to beat all of them and end up on top.
And Isaiah, the target now on your guys' back. A year ago, you kind of came in more as an underdog, maybe not quite fully expected as a two seed out of your bracket. Everybody knows who Pella is this year, especially as the number two team. How do you hope to rise to that challenge and play like the number two team in the state next week?
Yeah, we just got to believe that we can beat anybody, and we can. And if we keep playing like we have been and sticking together as a team, then we'll do that, and we can beat anybody in the state, and we'll win a championship.
Three games between that hopeful end. That's Nathan Carey and Isaiah Kettler. We got another Nathan to get to. Guys, thank you for your time. All the best to you. We'll see you in Sioux City next week.
Thanks, Andrew.